Now it came to pass that the Republicans saw there was confusion amongst their enemies and the new election would fall upon them, and they asked, "But who is there to lead us that we may cast out the Democrats and dwell in the tents of power?" And they searched their hearts. Some amongst them cried out for Romney, the Rambler, but the chieftains beheld him and saw that his brain had been washed. And others cried out for Rockefeller, for lo, his name ringeth of bullion. But the chiefs regarded him and found a taint, for he had drunk not from the cup of gold water. And there was Ronald, he of the late, late show, and the South clave unto him. But the delegates cast him forth, for he was not the hero, but the hero's best friend. Wherefore they cried out, "Could we but raise Richard from the dead, we should have a mighty champion and slayer of Democrats." And the Republicans said unto themselves, "We are the resurrection and the life and the law and the order. He that believeth in us, though he were dead, yet he shall live." But the supporters of Rocky cried out, "He hath lain 4 years in his grave, wherefore he stinketh." And the Republican said, "Yet shall we raise him, and he shall be perfumed o'er and anointed with moderation, that he may become a new Nixon." And they said unto him, "Richard, rise and come forth." And lo, he came forth bound hand and foot with winding sheets, and they took them from him and brought him a new image. And they said, "The first Nixon was of the earth, the last is of the spirit." And the Spirit of God lighted upon him like a dove. And he said, "I came back, for he that loseth the election shall win it, and the last shall be first. But is it not meet that I should have a running mate?" And they brought him Agnew, and together they journeyed forth across the land, like unto living men.